This episode of Pueblo's Podcast is presented by
Montgomery & Stewart Funeral Directors are proud to be independent, just like you. They're owned and operated by lifetime Puebloans, not by any of the giant funeral home chains. This means they only answer to the families they serve, not to outside stockholders. Your independence allows you to select which funeral home you will call at the time of need or when considering a pre-need plan. That same independence allows you to choose a local funeral home where you know your wishes will be followed to the letter. Since 1922, they've worked hard to make a positive difference in the Pueblo community by providing service and care for families of all faiths and ethnic origins. Please call them today. They never use high-pressure sales tactics and will be happy to answer your questions and discuss your options at your convenience at their funeral home or in the privacy of your home. Call Montgomery & Stewart Funeral Directors today. 719-542-1552. Montgomery & Stewart Funeral Directors in downtown Pueblo. I'm Dave Moore, and this is Pueblo's Podcast. My guests today are Alyssa Ball, who's the recorder for the Pueblo Arts Consortium, and Andy Sanchez, the CEO of the Sangre de Cristo Arts and Conference Center. Welcome.
Hello, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here. And this is, you have a lot of things going on. We'll talk about the May 10th event coming up in a little bit. But the First Friday Art Walk, people need to know about that. Alyssa, can you kind of fill everybody in on what happens on the First Friday Art Walk?
Yes. So the First Friday Art Walk has been going on for years. All of the galleries stay open later than normal on the first Friday of the month. And the new part is we have a Van Gogh van, which is a free van that takes people from one venue to the next. You spend anywhere from 15 minutes to about an hour, depending on how big the venue is, looking at the art. I think that Steel City does the best job being a member there. But truly, we have wonderful food and drink and wonderful art. But you can go to all of the different places. It's really important because Blowback and the Ethos are both far away. And so this way you can actually get to all of them. Otherwise, pretty much either drive. It's not a walk anymore.
Okay. Oh, very good. And that's the first Friday of every month.
Yes.
And Andy, how is the Sangre de Cristo Arts and Conference Center involved?
You bet, Dave. So we are happy to partner with all of our organizations that are involved with the Creative Consortium of Pueblo. And that means that at any First Friday event and the way that we use the Van Gogh shuttle, we are all working together. And that route does begin at the Art Center. We start every first Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And essentially the Van Gogh van starts at the Art Center. And as Alyssa mentioned, it starts that route and to the point of going all the way to Mineral Palace Park, from Mineral Palace all the way, as mentioned, to the Ethos, which is off of Santa Fe as you head up towards Dewdrop Inn.
Okay. All right. And so there's several galleries that are involved in this. Tell us what galleries we'd be able to visit during the First Friday Art Walk.
Okay. We recommend that you start at the Sangre de Cristo because they have an earlier walk, earlier art events. And the Van Gogh van starts at 5 o'clock there. It then goes to the Art Guild in Mineral Palace.
That's the small building there on the park.
The circle. Yes.
Yeah, in the circle.
And it then goes to the Arts Alliance Liminal Gallery, which is on Grand, I believe. Then it goes. Does a drop off at at the Heritage Museum. It stops at the Fuel and Iron, where we have a new gallery, which is the loading dock. Mm-hmm. It's the very front room of the Fuel and Iron. Then it does a drop-off at Steel City Art Gallery and at the John Doe. Those are across the street from each other.
Right on Union.
Exactly. And then it goes out to Blowback, which is out on Prince Street.
Just off of Santa Fe.
Yes.
And then it goes to Ethos, and then it goes back around.
Nice.
Makes three trips.
All right. And how's the turnout been of late?
We were very pleased. We had 46 people ride it this last Friday. That it's been difficult getting people aware of it. We've tried lots of different things. I think that's part of it. We have a better system now so people can spend some time in there and then get back on the van. Mm-hmm. I think people were afraid of riding it when you were just dropped off.
Oh, sure.
I had to wait and make sure.
Will I be stranded here?
Yeah. We didn't strand anybody.
That's good.
And I particularly want to thank SRDA. It's their van and it's their driver. So Curtis is our driver and he's devoted his time. Steve Naraki has made sure that we have the van. And they've promised it. We've now had it for a year and they've promised it for the next year. So they get a lot of credit.
Very nice.
I'd like to say, too, thank you as well. Echo those thanks to SRDA, to Steve Naraki, to the team there. And echo thanks to everybody that's a part of not only in the gallery spaces, but also those that are utilizing from the community, the Van Gogh van, and also utilizing First Friday. Because what I always mention is in Pueblo, as we've evolved over the years, the idea of the arts as a business has really started to take on a new direction. Meaning we all know that when we travel, when we go to New Mexico or Arizona and we go there for art and culture, many times it takes time for a city like ours to realize, oh, wow, in my backyard, I have these art galleries that are selling, like in the case, and I mentioned this when we were on your great morning show, Dave, recently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had mentioned, you know, if you're looking for a gift or if you want to go to Steel City or any of the number of galleries that we have that are a part of the Creative Consortium of Pueblo or even the performance venues, at our last Creative Consortium meeting, we had Impossible Players there. We also talked with some of the performing artists that are in the city. The idea of going out to restaurants, to cafes, to galleries, to performance venues, that money that is spent at those venues, for the most part, stays in Pueblo.
Oh, sure.
And it's so important for us to continue to take these steps in that direction that, again, we've been used to for many years in other cities. And I want to make sure to voice that support and say thank you to those in the community who are beginning to take part in these events, which actually is a great, as I mentioned last meeting that we all had here, a great date night. If you're out and about and you're getting food and drink and you are able to catch the Van Gogh van, I mean, what better incentive?
That's perfect. And I was just in just recently in Sedona, Arizona, and I've been to Santa Fe and Taos, and those are considered art towns. And I just it'd be nice if we could get everyone to in their brain think Pueblo also is an art town because we have an amazing amount of artwork here.
Right. And that's Andy talks about the economic part. I think that for me, the Creative Consortium, the goal is Pueblo should be, in my mind, a art destination, mm-hmm. an art and culture destination in Colorado that we have as much to offer. I don't want to be another Santa Fe or another Sedona.
Right, but I think that we something new and different.
Exactly. And so I think that's the goal. I think that the consortium is getting people to work together in a way that's in our future.
I would say to add to what and to build off of what Alyssa's saying, Dave, is that at the Art Center, we take it very seriously relative to education and to where the arts lead for our youth in our region. So whether it's pre-K through 12th grade and beyond, the list that we have at the Buell Children's Museums of the careers that are basically arts and design related, that list is as tall as this ceiling. And I think it's important that we start to realize that the way that we are all organized here in Pueblo right now, we, number one, want to see, of course, more visitors off of I-25, letting them know what we have.
Sure.
But the other part is the idea of the impact that we have on youth who are starting to see how the game is changing with the arts in Pueblo and with design. And that allows them to think about those careers and head in that direction, which means prosperity to their futures and also to the families that are local.
Can I add there some of the projects that,
sure.
that touches on projects that the Creative Consortium has actually succeeded in? And one is art in the school. And we have a subcommittee of Creative Consortium that actually have successfully moved into the schools. And they're doing programs. It's the Guatemalan Worry Doll.
Yeah.
And they're really working on helping children work through some of the stuff that we've all been going through with the COVID,
right.
and building it into what they're doing in the school. So it goes, the high school kids make the project and the younger kids do the project. And so that's one successful project. I'm amazed that we got the schools supporting it so quickly.
And to say this, to say that the energy that's out there, our director of the Sanger de Cristo Arts and Conference Center, the School of Dance, Nan Wainwright. Nan and her team, to Alyssa's point, they're out in the schools mm-hmm. as well and bringing dance to students that we know would not have had the opportunity to come into the Arts Center. So when we talk about the King Collection, the great collections of artwork that the Art Center has, the Buell Children's Museum with its focus on science, technology, engineering, art, and math, all of these things, we're starting to see a great synergy between the groups, and that's the way to go for sure.
Absolutely. And my kids were both students at Connect Charter School, and so they took walking trips down to the Art Center many times.
You bet. And we're happy still to work with Connect to this day, also with the schools that surround us. And we do our best to get out to the region as well, from Trinidad to other areas. And so we're very proud of the history of the Sanger de Cristo Art Center.
It just helps to open the creative mind of the student, right?
Correct.
Well, let me talk about the Pueblo Passport. Tell us a little bit about the Pueblo Passport, if you would.
You have to have the context. The context is that the creative industries chose Pueblo this year to be where they do their annual summit. And we're told that brings some 300 or more individuals from outside of Pueblo.
Wow.
And they will be here the 9th and 10th of May. And they support doing something that continues that after their conference is over. And so they will be here at the convention center, and immediately following that, and actually answer your question, the Pueblo Passport will start at the beginning of the summit.
Okay.
And everybody that comes to the summit will get a passport. It is aimed at helping businesses in Pueblo. So people will have 20 businesses that are on a passport that mm-hmm. if they go there, the businesses have promised that there will be a discount or a freebie, something to pull them there.
Nice.
And if they fill up the card, they get more and more chances to win a weekend at the Marriott and a dinner at the Marriott paid for by the Pueblo Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, very cool. So that's not only opens it up to people from out of town, but also Pueblo residents as well.
Well, the whole event that goes with after the summit is open to everybody in Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
The passport is just for people that go, though people in Pueblo get a discount to go to the conference center, and then they're included.
Okay.
But there's a lot going on after the summit, which is this faux First Friday art, food, and drink.
And crawl. Yeah.
And crawl.
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 Yeah.
It ends up the crawl.
Right.
Yeah.
And that happens May 10th, right?
That happens May 10th from 4 to 8.
And that's the Faux First Friday Art, Food, and Drink Crawl.
Correct.
Great job,
Dave. Thank you.
And tell us what happens on May 10th for that first Faux Friday.
It starts at the convention center, the Welcome Center, which I didn't know until probably 6 months ago, that the Welcome Center is an extension of the convention center. And so people are staying at the convention center. They get to walk all the way over to the Welcome Center, where there will be music and an art exhibit. So I want everybody to know that there is a call for artists. So we have artists that can probably 14 or 15 inside, and then there will be booths on the Riverwalk down near that grassy part where people eat lunch sitting on the grass. There will be another maybe 27 booths.
Okay.
And so people need to be applying for those. We have three different places where there will be musical performances. Mm-hmm. We have five different local bands that are prepared to play. It should be a wonderful event.
Sounds great. Sounds like a lot of fun. And right down there by the Convention Center and Riverwalk. And the submission application is due April 12th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so, and where can artists go to find that vendor application form, or vendors, where can they go to find that form?
Lots of places. So one, you can call me and say that you want this at 719-214-6081, and I can email it to you. But we have it on the art newsletter for First Fridays. Mm-hmm. That's a very good question, where all of it's being sent. I have an email list that goes out to First Fridays. I think that it's on the Sangre de Cristo website. We are right in this moment, getting a Facebook page up, and so it will be on there. It's on the Steel City Arts Gallery's webpage. Where else?
And I know we can make sure to have hard copies available at the Art Center as well. As Alyssa mentioned, if you go to the Art Center's website, there is a link if you scroll down to the Creative Consortium of Pueblo, and that should also help to make the link.
And the website is?
Is sdc-arts.org.
Okay. sdc-arts.org.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And so we want to encourage people to apply, get their vendor and artist application in.
And we're also, actually, we were talking about kids before this, that Steve Semito is one of the, I think he's the vice president of the Arts Alliance board. And he is working with the university and Pueblo Community College to get them aware. And we would really love to have the college students being applying. We also would like to talk with District 60 and 70 and have a kids booth where they can do it in the school and bring it over there. So there's a lot of things still in the works in terms of getting the word out.
Sure. And art starts very young. I mean, some of the art I've seen from middle school and high school is like just unbelievable. Correct. How creative the kids are.
And to say, Dave, back to that point is when I mentioned the synergies that are going on, the idea for students to see the talent and the craft that's there with the artists that exist in Pueblo. We have many professional artists that their livelihood is in the arts, and they work in Pueblo, and they ship their artwork out to many destinations, not only in the U.S., but beyond. And for students, it gives them the opportunity to see how to improve and to interact with artists. And that's another thing that's important about the summit coming up with Colorado Creative Industries. I mean, this is a statewide summit. It's a huge opportunity for the city of Pueblo. And it's just a great deal of fun to be out and about and amongst all these artists and groups. So for those parents, grandparents that are out there, if your child has a bent toward being a designer of the future, designing automobiles, fashion, the arts in general, make sure to bring them out and be a part of these days as you head into May 9th and 10th.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's terrific. And so when people, you know, we're approaching summer, is a couple months away yet, but we're approaching the time where people from outside of Pueblo and outside of Colorado visit. And we'd really like to encourage people, when they have someone that, you know, family member or friend comes into town, they show them the Riverwalk, but don't forget the galleries, because yes, we've got several galleries in the area. I was in the Steelworks gallery the other day, just amazed at the wide variety of art that's in there.
It really is very wonderful.
Correct. And just to say, if they visit the Art Center right now, as you go into the Helen Thatcher White Galleries, right as soon as you walk in, it's the ceramics work of Andy Nassis, who trained here in Pueblo with Ken Williams. Fantastic work, fantastic vessels. As you walk into the regional gallery, you have one of the Strawn family members that's local to the region, Bernice, her and Sean O'Malley. The title of that show is Whimsy, and Sean O'Malley, who has a history going back quite a ways with the Buell Children's Museum and the Art Center. He's has been a toy maker by trade. The sculpture that's there, and then heading up to the King Gallery, it's the King Collection in the round. And there's a great selection of Navajo rugs there, along with bronze sculpture that's outstanding. So always something great, along with the Buell Children's Museum and our School of Dance and Performances.
Wow. Just Pueblo needs to be that art destination, yes, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And so on First Friday, start there with all that Andy's been talking about, and then get on the van and go to all of the different venues.
Is there another place where they can find out more about the Van Gogh van?
The Van Gogh van, actually, Gregory Howell for Pueblo Star Journal, he has an insert every single month that has the information.
I'd say to the Arts Alliance, if those want to reach out to the Arts Alliance as well off of Grand.
Sure.
That's always a great place to also go to get information relative to the very topics that we're discussing.
Right. If you go to Steel City Art Works, we always have the schedule.
Okay.
And brochure. So there's lots of places in Pueblo where people can get the information.
Sure. Okay. And we can put that on the radio station website, mykicks1075.com, or at the Facebook page, which is Kicks1075, at Kicks1075.
That would be wonderful.
So we'll get those links on there too. Absolutely. So let me just ask a couple of more questions. Alyssa, how did you get interested in art? Where did that come from? Where did that begin?
That started when I was a little kid.
Yeah?
That I'm the youngest of six. My mother raised us all by herself, and she got me an oil painting class when I was 10.
Wow.
So I started then. Then I did not think I would be able to make a living, so I became a psychiatrist. And so I retired from the state hospital in 2015.
Okay.
And began returning to art at that point.
Nice. And are you still working in oil, or have you?
I do oil, acrylic, and recently ink on rice paper.
So nice. I'll bet there's some beautiful artwork that you turn out.
There is. You should go to Steel City.
I will go there again. And Andy, how about you? What prompted you to look in at the art side of things?
You know, my parents always pushed us to be involved in the arts along with other activities. And so I know a big part of that was my mom and dad. And so classes at the Art Center when I was a kid pushed me to a level that took me to, and teachers, mentors are always a huge part. And that's one of the reasons we push the mentorship that we're pushing with our activities. But I've got to give a shout out to David Ravinelli, who was an art teacher with District 70. And just outstanding for many students, myself included. And bottom line is, he pushed a lot of students toward design and the arts. My background is in art and business. I had the opportunity to teach painting and drawing at CU Boulder, and teach art classes here at CSU Pueblo. But the bottom line is, that business side and the art side, my goal and vision is that we continue to interact in a way that really pushes everything that we're doing with all of our organizations here in the city, makes a better Pueblo. And that also helps to make a safer Pueblo as well.
Sure.
If I mean, art is a great outlet. And again, the professions that are involved, we want to open those doors.
And I like, as a psychiatrist, I do have to speak to
sure. The
fact that art is, that there's good data, that art is good for physical health and for mental health, that it makes a difference. And so part of making Pueblo a healthier city is, in fact, art.
And I would add to that point, the Art Center works with Mount Carmel Veterans Services. Every Saturday, we offer a free arts program for veterans. And I had the opportunity just a few weeks ago to sit in with the vets that are in that class. Just an outstanding group. The age range in there amazed me. It was about age 28 to about 75 years of age, and we had a packed room. I just want to offer that and invite those veterans. Thank you for your service, and please look at the opportunities that we have at the Arts Center on the weekends.
Absolutely. And, you know, kids today, especially the middle school kids and high school kids, for some reason, the pressures, the peer pressures and the bullying is just so much increased from when we were in school. And so I think art is a great outlet for them, don't you think?
I agree.
Absolutely.
So I have a couple of personality questions for you both.
Okay.
Dog or cat?
Definitely dog.
Dog.
Okay. mountains or beach?
Mountains.
I'd say beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
you
what?
You can't hike in the beach nearly as well as you can hike in
true.
The mountains.
You get stuck in the sand.
And
right?
Let me say this: my wife would be the beach, and I go where she goes.
Okay.
But I love the mountains. I love our area.
Okay. If we could put a big ocean somewhere east of Pueblo, that'd be great, right?
Yeah.
And how about this one? What comes on your perfect pizza?
Oh, actually, so every Thursday after our weekly hike, we go to Angelo's.
Oh, nice.
Or they come to us. And let's see, we have five things. So it's roasted red peppers, red onions, mushrooms, black olives, and basil.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice.
I'm a combo guy, and I do love the fact that Dewdrop does the provolone on their pizza.
Oh, there you go.
So, and that I love a good Pueblo chili on pepperoni, and it doesn't matter where the pizza place is, but that combination is a great combo.
That's great. You guys have just made me hungry.
Oh, yeah.
You brought it up.
Well, that's true. It's been great talking with you and catching up and finding out a little bit more about the Arts Consortium in Pueblo. Looking forward to the Faux First Friday Art, Food, and Drink Crawl coming up on May 10th.
Correct.
All right.
Correct, yeah.
Very exciting. And of course, the first Friday of every month, the first Friday Art Walk, get the Van Gogh van and get to those art destinations in Pueblo.
Great.
Pretty amazing.
Appreciate it, Dave.
All right.
Thank
Alyssa Ball, Andy Sanchez, thank you for being part of Pueblo's Podcast.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks to Kix. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Pueblo's Podcast. I'm Dave Moore. Be proud, Pueblo.